won't do for the Constitution.
Yeah, like having a roll tight and shoved up our kazoo. At least it feels like that.
Yeah, we're not going to let this injustice stand. We got to stop these corporate goons from doing to the American people what they did to us last night.
Yeah, right.
What's the matter, Byers?
The matter is we don't have the proof. Without proof, we're nothing more than conspiracy mongers. Without proof, all we can do is cry wolf.
Don't take it personally, man. They strip-searched all of us.
11 years we've been putting out this paper. Think about it. Have we really made a difference? Is America a better place to live because of our efforts? This story would have garnered national attention. It would have forced Ecom Con to halt the production of the Octium chip. It would have protected the civil liberties of millions of Americans. But without proof?
Well, we can still speculate, can't we? We'll call it editorial commentary.
For whom? Last week's issue had a circulation of 2,824. You're preaching to the converted.
The readership doesn't matter, man. It's the impact on the black ops that counts. They read it, too. The guys at the NSA and the CIA, they tremble every time we put out one of these babies.
You think the people at Ecom Con are trembling?
Oh, well, they will if we get that chip back.
Like that's gonna happen.
Ecom Con's already got the Justice Department searching for the dude that snaked it from us.
Only they're looking for a he.
Are you sure that man with a beard was Eva Del Harlow?
Trust me, no guy kisses like that.
I hear Harlow's a black hat, a real heavy lifter. Industrial espionage, strictly for profit.
Then she's probably already sold the chip to the highest bidder, the Malaysians or the Japanese.
That sucks. We stole it. What the hell are you doing?
Our operation was piggybacked. There's only one way Harlow could know our plans.
You believe she breached our security?